Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 46 for Friday, March 6, 2015.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, Fatbike.com Circus proudly presents your weekly dose of fat, broadcast from the Fatbike Radio Studios in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is my pleasure to introduce to you the fantabulous Sven and Gomez.
Bienvenidos amigos, yo soy Tio Gomez, and across the news desk from me is the one and only Sven Hammer.
Hello, everybody. We've got JK living in the studio over there today.
Yeah, I hear there's a new store called Moderation. They have everything in there.
This week's show, sponsored by the sleek bicycle stylings of Surly. Surly's chief weapon is surprise.
Surprise and fear.
Fear and surprise.
Surly's two weapons are fear and surprise.
And freedom of expression.
Surly's three prime weapons, fear, surprise, and freedom of expression.
And groovy dance moves.
Nobody expects the Surly Inquisition. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
All right, JK, what do we have in store for our audience this week?
And this week's to-do list includes the new world record holder and ITI 350 men's champion, John Lackey. We will have beer, and then beards. We also have Sean Spencer, who is hosting the U.S. Open Beach Championships in North Kakalaki next weekend.
We fought in your general direction.
Uncle Dick is going to drop by and give away some bead slip to our listeners.
I see Uncle Dick right there.
I'm looking at the screen, man.
I'm looking at Dick.
Breaking the fourth wall. We have a tasty assortment of mixed links and berries from around the web. And we'll be taking calls and dropping six-pack containers at 818-918-2453. That number again is 818-918-2453.
So, yeah, baby, it's beer segment.
Beer.
Beer. Beers and beer. And you know what? Uncle Dick is here.
Top of the hill. Hey, thank you very much.
We invited Uncle Dick to come by because we needed somebody to bring us beer and fruit.
Yeah, good job, Uncle Dick.
He came through in spades, man. Ooh. It's he brought some sort of chocolatey deliciousness.
Southern Tier chocolate.
And he also brought like a little clementine orange.
Cutie.
Which is also, I guess, called a cutie now. But those two things.
Hey, cutie.
This sounds like super weird, but beer and oranges, little tiny oranges.
Well, chocolate and oranges especially. Yeah. Chocolate, beer, and oranges. Reminds me of that old 31 Flavors flavor, Mandarin Chocolate Sherbet.
No doubt.
That was badass. So it's not the official beer of the show, but good call, dude. This thing gets a 95 on the old beer advocate site.
Yeah. Uncle Dick taught me a new trick. Telling you.
All righty then.
So our actual frontline beer that we're going to, we already had one. It's Founders Black something. Black Rye.
Black Rye.
This comes straight from the Julio.com sellers. Beer Advocate gave it a 90 or a 91. 7.5% alpha, Drizzy.
As you can audibly tell.
That was a total Foster Brooks thing.
Oh, that was Jack Elam that was the Dr. Proctor, right? Not Foster Brooks. In Smokey and the Bandit, Dr. Yes. Proctor, he's all like,
But Foster Brooks made a whole career of doing nothing but just showing up and doing a fake drunk. He was like some big network bigwig. He was like the president.
Well, he did a good job of being drunk, whether he was drunk or not.
The Dudley Moore syndrome.
Oh, man, that is so chocolatey.
We're on to the rye now. Oh, enough with the chocolate.
Did someone want to play mother?
Hey.
So we should cheers this. We should clink this all together.
Clink.
Cheers and beers.
So this is some sort of like dark, toasty ale, you said, right?
Dry hopped dark ale brewed with rye.
He's reading the label.
I'm reading the label.
But it does
they
have
so much info on it.
It's got a lot of roastiness to it.
Earthy
and roasty.
So not fruity and complex.
Should we take a call for Uncle Dick?
Let's take a call for Uncle Dick. Welcome, caller. Who do we have on the line?
That was a big...
This is Cork.
Cork.
Calling from up in Cork. The AK up there? Are you calling from the AK?
It's Relay from Deep Space Nine. This is Cork, drinking Andorian ale.
Very good.
Looking for profits.
So, this is like Quark, like the subatomic particle?
That's 10% talking, baby.
The Star Trek Quark, maybe?
Star Trek reference, yeah. Oh. The post-Spock.
Oh, he had some big ears. That guy had some ears and stuff.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Spock. Leonard Nimoy. Ladies and
gentlemen. So, do you have a question for Uncle Dick? Maybe a tubeless question, or do you guys go tubeless in Andromeda?
Yeah, what's his tubeless setup? I mean, I've been going tubeless on my zero gravity fat bikes here for a couple of years now, and if he's got an easier way to make it happen, that'd be awesome. Tubeless is the way of the future, and there's much profit in it, and that's all I care about is profit.
Yeah, I can. We can answer a couple of questions. You know, the last thing I really want people to do is to slather this all over the bead itself to ease. Insulation, because everybody's running these really low pressures from 29 or plus to fat bikes. Realistically, if you've got some speed and you've got some skill and you come G-ing through a turn, you're going to burp your tire.
Burp.
Burp. What I always tell people burp. Is, it's really an aid to help get the, where you have those stubborn situations at home or in a shop.
And I got a stubborn situation at home, all right?
And you want to just slather it up and paint it on in the troubled areas. I'm not the smallest guy, and I run like 24, some pounds in like a 29 or plus. And you will burp your tire. So, I always tell people, use it with caution.
We use it in the shop a lot, and it's definitely when you've got a tire that's just not setting square in the bead and getting nice and even when you roll it and look down at the tire. It really helps pop that little spot out.
Yeah, and it's it's compatible with all sealants.
So it's helping to set the bead, and it's also to prevent burps as well. Is that what you're saying?
No, I actually think if you really want your bead to be seated tight, right? So if you're just piling this stuff on, you're asking for a problem if you're really like mocking through a high speed turn or something and you've got low pressure. I think it's really, for me personally, I always tell people, you put it where you need it. Now, if you're installing installing tubeless, right? It is problematic if you can't get the bead to drop in and seat properly. Okay. So If the bead doesn't seat properly, you got sealant passing through the gap. Everybody's frustrated, and sealant's shooting all over the place. So, I think there's other things going on. I think people got to look at the bead itself. There's flashing on a tire, right, from production,
except for Van Helges,
right. And you've got to trim that flashing. Right. You've got to look for burrs in the rim. You kind of got to look at, all the various little, the tire, the rim, is your rim strip properly put together? So, Uncle Dick's isn't just going to swoop in and solve everything. But it really helps with all these cross-compatible rims, tires, sealants, rim strips and all the variables. So it's kind of a nice little Band-Aid.
And you know what? Just for calling in.
It's like a Bengay.
We're going to
Bengay for your tire.
We're going to send you a tin. Oh, is it flammable?
It is not flammable.
It's not flammable. But you know what we're going to do is we're going to pack up some of our Uncle Dick's into a small tin, put a sticker and an application brush with it, send it to you out there in Andromeda Galaxy, and you can check it out.
Yeah, we'll give you a call a little bit later. We'll collect up your information or just send your information in along with your phone number to Sven@fat-bike.com and remind us you won this on the show and we'll get it out to you.
All right, dude. We got another
Sweet.
Call.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, rock on.
Thanks for calling in,
Cheers.
Buddy.
Yeah, see you guys.
Hey, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Sean from Wilmington, North Carolina. Not in the snow.
Right on, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing great out here. How are you guys?
Doing good. We got Uncle Dick in the studio, J.K. Gomez, even Tony's lurking around in the back there. We got all sorts of stuff going on today.
Awesome.
I got a little feedback from you from something. You got a radio on or something? What do you got going on there, Sean?
Turn down your goddamn radio.
radio.
Right on.
That's flashback.
So Sean is hosting. Sounds better. Sean's hosting the USN Beach Open down there in North Carolina next weekend. Wow. Sean, give us a little heads up about fat biking in your area first, and then we'll just talk a little bit about the event.
Yeah, well, we a little slow on catching on. I think there's been a few guys in the area that have been riding for a while, and just triathlons and paddle boarding and all the road stuff that's so big here. And we just kind of started looking at the beaches, and we've got a bunch of islands that are uninhabited, and started riding those, and kind of it just cut on. So it's a good thing.
Right on.
Yeah, I actually spent some time down there last spring and rode around, and no one knew what a fat bike was, and everybody told me, there's no way you'll be able to ride that bike on the beach, son. And everything was rideable. It was totally awesome. I saw sharks, stingrays, a narwhal.
Narwhal?
Just kidding about the narwhal.
Okay, the unicorn, though.
Narwhal.
But I gotta say one thing. I went to your website, and you said it's the first beach race of its kind. I hate to burst your bubble, bud, but I ran one 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I don't know. We ran one here on Lake Michigan. But we didn't have salt water.
Oh,
and
that's fresh water.
Exactly.
No sharks either.
No sharks.
Salt water race.
It was a shark-free zone.
You have this whole tradition of riding cars on the beach out there. So, you know.
Yeah, that happens. And there's a section where there's trucks that drive up and down, patrol trucks for the lifeguard and stuff. So that'll make it kind of fun getting in and out of those ruts. But it's just hard sand, soft sand. We're designing it more like a cyclocross type course, kind of trying to make it spectator friendly. Red Wing jumped on board, and they're just going to send girls with Red Bull and stuff. So it might be interesting.
Everybody
jacked up a Red Bull.
So I looked at the area. I was trying to figure out how to get down there because you were generous enough to say, hey, man, come on down. We'll hook you up. But not going to work out this year. But I'm fully intending on being there next year. The area where you have the race and the hotel that it's actually kind of headquartered out of looks like it's on a spit or a small barrier island.
That's exactly. It's Wrightsville Beach is a barrier island, and so the hotel is pretty neat. It's on the sound and the ocean side. The beach itself is 8 miles long, and so we're going to do some rides after the race, a long ride, a night ride, the night after the race, and then the next morning. And then there's a guy that has a boat that will take us over. He hauled it this year, but next year the plan is to have it available to another island, which is 8 miles long, and just ride that. And there's nobody that lives there, and it's uninhabited, and just kind of cool birds and neat scenery.
So that's something that you can only access by boat, right? You'd put your bike on the boat, you'd jump from one island to the next. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, or pack raft. You could actually pack raft from
in the ocean.
Yeah. But it's ocean that's.
If you time it right in the inlets, you can hit the current right. You could do that. You could pack raft the whole, all the North Carolina shore for that matter. That'd be cool.
Yeah, South Core Bank, man. That was the place that I went to that it was like, oh, this is fat bike heaven. You could come here and just squat forever.
I've ridden as far south as Cape Cod on the Atlantic shoreline so far, so I definitely have to get down that way.
I got sand fly bites, though. I slept on the beach. And
anytime.
Right on. Well, I hope you have a good event, Sean. Thanks for calling in. We'll have a link to the event in the show notes, and I know it's going off next weekend. Good luck, and give us a report after the event. Let us know how it turned out.
We absolutely will. I appreciate you guys' support, and if anybody's down this direction, send them by. We're experimenting with different tubeless. I heard you guys talking about that, different tubeless setups and different things and different rim strips and glitter and all that good stuff here lately. So it's a
glitter and glycol.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you a tin of bead slip and a sample of Sven's brain tissue.
Yeah, that and $10 will get you a pack of chewing gum.
All right, so you got that going for you at least from your little radio experiment here.
Tony's making all sorts of noise in the background over there.
Fucking noise. Cooler noise. Everyone knows fucking noise is cooler.
He got a call from the wife. He's heading out with his loaner set of wheels. Somebody jacked Tony's set of fat bike wheels off his bike in the middle of the day, believe it or not, in front of his daughter's school. I mean, how much shittier can you get?
Maybe we should have a telethon for Tony.
That's bad.
Telethon for Tony. Next week, Tony. Really. Telethon for Tony.
Have a great night, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Tony. When's Sean's event? Because if we have time, I could get him, if he needs some, you know, counseling, some prizes.
Oh, Uncle Dick's offering up some prizes for your race there. It's March 27th, right?
Next weekend, March
14th.
Oh, it's the 14th.
Yeah, you still got a week.
Yeah, he can contact me through UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
We'll pick up a collection to get him a new set of wheels as well at the event.
We'll work on Tony, but Uncle Dick will send you some stuff for prizes for the event. Just get a hold of Rich at
Uncle Dick's Bike Shop.
Bike Shop. UncleDicksBikeShop.com. We'll have a link in the show notes for that, too.
Perfect.
Right on, Sean.
I'll fire that out.
We're going to get back to our beer discussion. Thanks for calling in. Hope you have a good event.
Perfect. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
We're at the top of the hill.
Ding, 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 ding. Beer stop already?
Beer stop again. What do you mean already? Beer stop, ladies and germs.
I need a cough button. Or a laugh button.
You push the button and it coughs? Or when you're coughing, you push the button and it cuts you out?
Just point at me and I'll cough for you. Oh. Oh. A cough slave, a cough peasant. It's good to be the king.
That is actually on the second go-round. I like that beer. Thanks, Julio.com, for your recommendation.
Indeed. And now we're actually in the beard segment of Beards and Beer.
Beards and Beer.
Beards and Beer. Beards and Beer. Beards and Beer. Beards and Beer. Beards and Beer. Beards and Beer. Beards and Beer.
There are actually four beards in here today.
I know. We have you ever used beard oil there, Uncle Dick?
No, a little mustache wax, though.
There you go.
A few years back.
The mustache wax kind of got me because you're like, how do they get that shit out of there? So I had to kind of read up and like, you're supposed to use your fingernail? I got no fingernail. So I had to use a penny.
Penny.
Yeah, got it, and then you work it in and get it nice and warm, and then it's all, ooh.
You never know where that penny's been, though. I only bought mustache wax for the...
I know where it was right before I used it.
For that little, the cool little comb. Little baby little comb.
I lost my little baby comb after one day.
I still have it. Well, actually, I thought I brought it. Baby comb. I already lost
maybe
it on the way here.
Baby comb.
That penny comment made a lot of sense.
Thanks, Rich.
And you could use Uncle Dick's in your mustache. That might be an idea.
Quark is still hanging out and listening to the radio show. Talking to us from outer space.
I know,
he's
dude.
He's getting his money's worth this
time. No doubt. There was another voice. I was like, shit, I really do have voices in my head. What's happening? I almost had J.K. Levin with beer up his nose.
Yeah, that would have been good. So Gomez brought back J.K. and I beard oil from up in Alaska there from Capos. And Capos. And yeah. I did slather that stuff on. I tried the comb method, and I like it. It's cool.
I didn't know how to apply it at first.
It smells like medicine, dude.
You put it on your hand, and then you put it in your beard.
No, I put it on a comb, and I combed it through. I was just kind of over here. No, I didn't watch it.
Did you watch the video with the naked guy in it?
No, I didn't watch the video.
Rub one out, and then you put it in your mustache. Rub one out, and it's in your mustache.
It's got an ear dropper.
Normally.
Yeah, it comes with a dropper for a reason, so you can meter it out. Because I
put my head down.
That's why I felt like I needed to put it on a comb or something.
Yeah, it actually aids in getting it on the comb.
It seems
for sure.
like a science to it.
Yeah.
That's
the way I do it. I put it on a comb.
I was listening to you.
Because I got a lot of beard.
Now. I just never thought about it. I just
put water on it and whoop, whoop, whoop.
We're trying to, you know, get JK on the podium for this beard contest.
And I've been on the podium, but I haven't stayed on the podium. It's the problem.
I'm just preaching product.
You sound like a girl when you say product.
The problem is if you get too much oil and stuff in your beard and your mustache, the ice isn't going to stick, so it's going to be counterproductive.
And that brings us to the whole ice beard. See, the contest that JK is going into is in a bar. It's like full on. Yeah.
The freestyle rules apply. Freestyle beard competition apply. That I'm going to be involved in.
So but I mean,
can't have any jewelry in dormants.
Sven will tell us about the ice beard contest.
Yeah, that's going really well. We shoot us a shot of that frozen beard. Send it to Sven@fatbike.com with ice beard in the subject line. You've got until March 31st, so a couple more weeks out there. We've got some great prizes from our friends at Surly, including Marge Light Rims and Nate Ultralight Tires. I'll have a link to that in the show notes.
And locally, check it out. Moving on it quick because it's starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be 40 all next week.
You'll have to come on, do it now.
You just have to go to the frozen food section of your local supermarket.
Look
just
at
hang
your
out
weather bug or whatever, lover weather face.
Yeah.
Your weather leather face.
Get a weather face.
Get a weather leather
face. A one leather face.
Well, this has been a fabulous, fabulous visit with Uncle Dix. Oh, we really appreciate you coming out.
It's fantastic.
You want to hang around? We're going to have to do a commercial break and a station ID and all that stuff here pretty soon, but hang out in the studio.
I would love to participate.
Right on. We're going to be back with the weekly dose of fat right after this.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1upusa.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
This is Ned O'Brien, and I listen to the Weekly Dose of Fat on Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Sven with the little Fat Bike Funskies, courtesy of Madge from our outreach department down at the home office in Freeland Pack, Indiana.
Take it away, Sven.
Yeah, well, Adam won our snow dance contest and then built up a badass set of wheels. And then, this is the part that really kicks ass, he sent us a picture back. So we're going to have that on the site. It'll be at the top. It'll be the most prominent thing on the show notes. And we have John Lackey calling in. We're going to go ahead and talk to John right about now.
Word.
Can you hear me?
Hey, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
So congratulations on the big win in the ITI 350 and setting the world record.
Thank you. It was a good one. It was a good year.
So, John.
Josh Corvus.
Our audience wants to know about your race bike. Your special edition pink Corvus from Greg and the boys at Fat Bike.
Back.
Sorry.
Absolutely. It's a rocket ship, man. It's an amazing bike. It's the, like you said, the Corvus from Fat Back, and they hooked me up with the Fat Back wheels and the carbon rims and all outfitted with Revelate bags, and it's a beautiful machine, man, and it that course. It was perfect.
It sounds like you have the Beastie Boys going on in the background.
Yeah, it's a bit loud in there. There's all the racers coming in and out, and we got all sorts of stuff going on here.
Cool, man. So what kind of tires did you run?
I was running the Dillinger 5s, and that was pretty much the consensus. I think that 90% of the people in the race were running the studded Dillinger 5s. It was icy out here, really quite icy, sketchy in spots. So studs were almost mandatory.
Yeah, we were going to kind of check in with you on the lack of snow. So how did that affect the course conditions from what you might have seen in years past?
It was fast, but it was really bumpy. The rivers coming up at the start of the race, you're on the Yetna and the Susitna, and both of those were... it was slushy the week before, and then it froze down, so it was just rutted, kind of chunky ice. It was fast, but not super fun, just because you really had to pick your line the whole time. You had to be very attentive, just otherwise it'd kick you off the bike. And it right at the start, Kevin Breitenbach got knocked off a bike by it bucked him and dislocated his middle finger on his left hand, and it was pointing sideways.
Oh.
He almost had to drop out of the race because of it. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Almost.
It was, it looked nasty. Almost. Yeah, he came back and got second, so he did okay.
Yeah. So what part of the race did you end up catching up with Andrew Komatyski?
So Andrew took off out of Rainy Pass Lodge and hit the pass before everybody else. He didn't take a long rest at Rainy Pass and just took off, and there was six of us all together, and we kind of sat down, and I wanted a little rest. So I laid my head down for a half hour, didn't get any sleep, but at least got to rest my legs. And then Kevin and I both took off essentially at the same time from Rainy Pass and headed up and over, and we could see Andrew was, we couldn't see him the way, but we were just watching his track as we were coming, and his track was looking strong. He was riding up pretty steep hills, and it was pretty impressive. We got into Roan, about 35 miles past Rainy Pass Lodge, which is, you know, up and over the pass down into Roan. And Andrew had stopped there for 13 minutes. He took a bratwurst on the bike and took off, is what we got. That was a report from the checkpoint. So we looked at each other, and Kevin Breitenbach and I looked at each other and said, well, crap, this guy is flying. I think he's got a plan. I think he knows what he's doing. And we were pretty scared at that point. So I said to Kevin, I'm going to ride as hard as I possibly can until I get to McGrath. And if I catch Andrew, I catch him. And if I don't, he can ride. He earned it, you know? So I took off out of Roan, and about halfway into Nikolai, so about another 60 miles down the trail, I finally caught up with him, and he was starting to waver then. And at that point, after I passed him, I made sure to pass him pretty good. He was pretty tired though, and he took a rest on the side of the trail at that point, and just recouped. And I mean, kudos to him, because I think that, I mean, he was going for quite a long way from Rainy Pass to there, and he took like 2 hours, and he finished super strong. I mean, there was just that rest, and he came back right behind Kevin right into the finish. So it was a hell of a race.
So you mentioned that Kevin had a little injury with the dislocated finger on this race. You had a herniated disc last year. How was coming back from that injury and getting back into it this year? How did that go?
It was a long process. I was planning on going to the Rovaniemi 150 race in Finland last year, and I went, but I didn't get to race. My wife raced it, and she won the women's category. And so from February last year, I was off the bike all the way through June, which is the longest time I've been off the bike for 2 decades. So then I was recovering. And it wasn't until late in the summer, this last summer, that I could actually put good long rides in, get on the bike for, you know, my long weekend 8-hour kind of rides. So it was motivating is what it was. I mean, I had a whole winter last winter where I couldn't race. I couldn't do anything. And it made me hungry for it, is what it did. And I'm happy that my back held up. My back's quite sore right now, but, you know, it made it. So that's all I can ask.
Made it in style and in world record time. Really amazing performance out there, John. We really, we're kind of speechless. I just can't believe that. That's what people are saying about the new record. 350 miles in less than 48 hours is just incredible.
It seems like that's the new norm these days. Every year something like that happens. They keep breaking them. We're going to have to break one day next year.
You know, one of these winters is going to come, and there's going to be 6 days of pushing the bike, and it's going to seem normal again. Well, we really appreciate having you on the show, John. Man, it's just an incredible honor to talk to someone so soon after they finish such an epic effort. It was like Greg wanted me to call you right away, and I was like, man, the guy's been up for 48 hours straight. I would be right for the bed. They wouldn't wake me for 3 days. But he said that after that kind of effort, he's like, he won't be able to sleep. He'll be all still running at full steam. So we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for having me.
Right on, man. Can't wait to meet you in person. We're going to come up maybe to the ITI next year and help out at one of those checkpoints. So
where bribes are not out of the question.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Great to see you out there.
Cool, John. Have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Yep. Take care, guys.
Right on, man. John Lackey, just John Lackey. Fresh from winning the ITI up in Alaska, takes time to talk to us humble servants of the fat bike world.
He won on early Tuesday morning, and this is Wednesday night.
Right on. Oddly enough, we have another caller on the line.
No way.
Do you think we should Uncle Dick the hell out of him?
Let's Uncle Dick that guy.
Yeah. Get him.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, it's Mike McColgan, defending PWC champion.
Oh, Mike is going up to defend his axe.
Dude.
I'm going to axe you. Are you going to win again? John,
I hope so, because the champ determines the bike games. So I'm kind of leaning towards jousting with pool noodles.
No. Jousting with pool noodles. You know, the one with the little light-up ball and the mallets was really good, but I do like jousting.
I know, bucket ball, man.
Oh, bucket ball's not bad.
Bucket ball's pretty badass.
So, I'm a big fan of bucket ball. Might be a bucket ball to thin it out, and then the winning bucket ball team jousts for this full-on axe.
Hey, you're the champion, man. You make the rules. So do you have any questions for Uncle Dick here?
Horribly inadequate. I don't know. I didn't know I was going to talk to Uncle Dick.
Hey, Mike, did you get a chance to look at the course layout that O'Gara put up on the website today? I don't know if you know all the trails in Decorah, but he laid it out pretty good what the course is going to be. So if you can decipher all of that gibberish with captains and public TV and up past a dead rat pass and all that stuff, I think you'll know what the course is going to be like.
Captain Grandy.
Yeah.
Just shortcut the course and go to Topple and Goliath Brewery, and they have a nice outdoor little area there that you'd be able to strip down to your sports bra and your bibs.
Well,
I believe sun yourself.
I believe last was it
kids.
Mike was it? It was just last year that Mike and I didn't run the actual race portion of it. Did the PWC feats of strength, and he came away champion.
Champion. And you're representing...
Yeah, I did my part with Chewy and just kind of hung back and made sure that all the DSL guys of the racers were all safe.
That's very generous of you with your time.
Indeed. So you're gonna be the fatbike.com representative at PWC, since Sven is going to... Something called Fat Bike Berkey.
Yeah, I don't know. It's up there in northern Wisconsin. I'm not even sure what it is. It's 750 people. You think somebody would have heard about it by now.
I'm going to Bike Fashion Week in Paris, France, or the North American Handbook Bicycle Show, which is kind of like...
Is that in Louisville?
Louisville. On the catwalk.
There will be a lot of sexy bikes. I hear Chris Chance is coming back with Fat Chance.
No doubt.
Do you think he's going to make a fat bike, or is he just going to stick with them skinny, tired things they made back in the 80s?
I don't know.
Well, you'll find out shortly then, won't you?
Exactly. I can't wait till...
Can you make like a half fat for this one?
Perhaps.
I'm thinking of bringing my Krampus. That's the bike I'm bringing down there.
Wait, what?
Because there's no snow in Louisville.
True that.
Apparently, there's like a 12-mile mountain bike trail underground there.
Oh,
yeah, that sounds pretty good. That's down in the salt mines.
Yeah.
That's where Steven Seagal found all that
all that nuclear waste or nerve gas or
before he started slap fighting somebody.
That was where I trained Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, if you run across Steven Seagal, you're judo, right, Mike? And he is Aikido or Sukido.
I claim a little bit of everything.
So you're going to do Sukido or Aikido with Steven?
He doesn't scare me. I can outrun him.
Well, anymore, for sure. He's gotten a little rounder in his old age.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, he's putting all that weight on with that spray-on hair.
Wait, he's got spray-on hair? See, that's where that cough button would come in handy. So, McCorrigan.
He sprays it. He spray paints his bald spot.
Oh. I thought that was Bruce Willis before he became like the shaved head guy.
Yeah, he probably did it, too.
He did it.
He did it.
All right. Well, you know, represent fatbike.com with I don't know, that certain aplomb. That
pith and vinegar.
Pith and vinegar.
Plus, Uncle Dick is going to be happy to send you a tin of Uncle Dick's bead slip.
Yeah, man. You try this bead slip, I'm telling you, two kids become seven kids. No time.
No time.
That's not appealing to me.
Well,
I have two kids, and I didn't have gray hair before I had two kids. And the one's already asking for a fat bike.
You must oblige.
My youngest is 23, and he's going to study chimpanzees in Africa.
Chimpanzees ride fat bikes.
Yeah, so that's in your future.
Is he going to say hey to Jane Goodall up in there?
He's going to the preserve where Jane Goodall first studied chimpanzees.
Did he just say he's
going
to bring a 4-year-old home?
No, yes. If my son wanted to bring his four-year-old to go study the chimps.
It's a PG show there, Dick.
Yeah. Chimps will bite your fingers off if you let them. Yeah, That's all I have to say about chimps.
They go genitals, too. Genitals, yeah.
The chimps in Jumanji were really cool. That was a great movie with chimps.
Robin Williams.
Well, the chimpanzees, Robin Williams, not so much.
Whatever.
He's chimpanzees.
Like a chimp. He's
Amy is a good gorilla.
Congo reference.
We have Quark on the line with us still from AK.
Oh, before I go, I just want to say that chick that answers your phone sounds hot.
Oh, a lot of people think that she's totally into them.
Yeah, Mike has already made a date with her, but I don't know if he's come through with it or not.
I have no idea. Mike Jiper type. Right, right. Little Mike. I don't know.
That chick is hot. She sounds so sexy.
Into me.
We can change it to a male voice if you want.
Hey, you want to stick around for some links? We got some linky dinks here. We got Tony Lund. He's over there in the old country. Came over here, but before that, he was training for the ITI.
Well, now he's racing in the ITI.
Yeah, he's probably done with. I actually read that he and some other guy, Charlie Tree, maybe came in together.
Charlie had that great idea of the short and the long king and queen of the ITI.
Heather Best killed it, dude. But Tracy came in second. So, you know, maybe Jay will pull it out, take first. Maybe Jeff will take second. You don't know. And then there's style points. How do you work all that out?
Mm-hmm. Matching fat bikes.
Oh, yes. Well, for sure. I think they would like equal out because both the Peterberries are going to be riding Salsas. And both the Oatley and Best are both on fatbacks, but one Corvus and one sweet Linsky-made Taiwan. I don't know. I don't know if Salsa makes a bike that could beat that bet pair.
Not possible.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Mike.
Not possible. Hey.
This Salamandre video that we're going to have a link to, I'll even embed that video in the show notes. Those guys make fat bikes over in France. Make some really sweet stuff. We've had a couple of their bikes on the show.
Jan from France.
He makes some really sweet. I can't do French.
I can't.
JK, hook me up with French.
I went English and French at the same time.
And then JK has his links Wait, every time I look at them, there's fewer of them. Are they dying off?
No, yeah. Not at all. No, there was just open numbers at times.
Open numbers. I have my own math system.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there was a link off the Wisconsin Bike Fed site about this pharmacist in Fitchburg that started doing delivery. His wife got him a Surly ice cream truck for Christmas.
Stop me when I'm passing by.
Oh, my perfect excuse. I got to make a delivery.
Well, that was the thing. Like in the
to satisfy.
You know, you can just tell just listening to it. It was going like, I don't need an excuse to go riding around on this thing. I make excuses to go ride around on this thing.
And does he bring Oxycontins to my house? Because that would be really sweet.
Fitchburg, you got the state mental institution right there and the military ridge trail, which like goes right from there.
You know, your state of Wisconsin.
Apparently, because I don't know nothing about Fitchburg.
Mental institution.
Well, so speaking of mental institutions, we got this.
We've got Uncle Dick in the studio.
We got this Mike Howarth cat from the UK. This guy, I'm telling you, unbelievable pictures. He always has some sort of South American llama or yak that has some different name in all llama? His posts.
This llama. One was in, this is Peru?
Yeah.
Peru.
Yeah. No, Ecuador.
Oh, Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Ecuador. And then beyond that, we got the Pugsley Worlds. We got the Enchanted Fight Fat Bike Stomp. I mean, I can almost talk.
And we have the Frosty Fat Number 6 report from those guys out there in the Wasatch Front.
Oh, yeah. The, what are those guys called? The Fat Bike Brigade.
Yeah, Doc and... his three brothers.
Sleepy.
Those guys are great. I met them out at the summit. They were very, very nice. What the hell's this shoe doing?
And then just for my friend Sven, this shoe king of Milwaukee.
It's okay.
He loves shoes. And he's
always more
than
Imelda Marcos.
He's been looking for a shoe just like this. I saw this, I was like, damn boy.
I'll give you the picture and the link, but I won't buy the shoe for it. That's what
I'll do. Well, it's from Finland. Maybe Tony Lund can hook me up with a pair.
Yeah, maybe Tony Lund will test a pair.
That'd be sweet. They look nice. It looks like what I'm looking for, something that keeps your feet warm and dry, especially when we're splashing through and breaking through ice and all sorts of stuff, and it looks good.
Yeah. I think shoe manufacturers are starting to come around to the fact that it isn't just skiing in the wintertime. People snowshoe, they run, they frolic, there's snow gymnastics now. There's rhythmic snow gymnastics.
We frolic in the snow.
Dance, dance, my angels of the ice, dance.
And look, there's I turn around and now there's a report from Jill.
Yes, Jill had a day one ITI report so far. Her boyfriend runs. That guy runs a lot. Mm-hmm. She's done it on a fat bike before. She's run it. I think she's riding a fat bike to spectate this year. But
cool.
She has one of the old original Mootses that wheel builder man.
Yeah, Mike Kuryak.
Mike Kuryak is his bike. They call it Snoots now.
Good old friend of mine, Mike Kuryak.
Kuryak.
Oh yeah, I hope he's listening. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hey. Mike's a cool cat. I really respect a lot of his viewpoints on shit.
You know, if you go back before this all was going on, you know, he was really, for me, was like the early, first wave of the fat bike guys doing the idea bike and things of that. And I think he's in the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame, or he was an inductee.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a long history, a super special guy. And I think, unfortunately, he was so early, he missed the... he missed the internet, the interweb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He really didn't. He was there, but there just wasn't these types of avenues. Because I think
we should have Mike on the show. He's still building wheels out there. He still makes some of the best wheels in the world.
Yep. Lace Mine 29.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's got a real down to earth, you know, like most early adopters do. They just have been there, done that, and All of this is silly.
So before we wrap this up, should we see what else Mike's got on his mind? Mike, what's happening?
I just want to say I feel really inadequate after listening to the guy from the I talk about writing the ITI.
Hey, the Pugsley, the Pugsley,
I feel like less of a man.
The Pugsley Worlds are every bit the competition that the ITI is, just in a different vein.
You want to feel better?
Yeah, compare yourself. 50 miles in 2 days.
Compare yourself to me.
Somebody with a noodle in the face.
It's the same thing.
I walked up a set of stairs today. Got my windshield replaced.
Well, you'll have a clear view on the way down to the NABS show.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Is that the destroy button?
Me. I didn't do it.
That was our cough button.
Boop. All right, Quark, you got anything else you want to add before we sign off this freaking waste of an hour of everybody's time?
No, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm not making the duck sound. I'm not making duck sound. I'm going to pick me up to that.
Oh, quack, 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 quack.
Oh, my God.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Quack, quack.
Yay, Surly! Yay, Surly!
Surly bicycles are sold at better bicycle retailers and service centers on Earth and other recognized alternate dimensions.
Boy, we...
Head on Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space.
Deep Space Nine.
All right, kids. You hear that? That's your bike calling. Go ride it. It likes it when you ride it.
We're out of here.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.